Yuma Indians of the Southwest Desert first saw these plants hundreds of years ago. Because the flowers bloomed so rarely, the story began that they flowered only every 100 years, and so they were called century plants. The Yumas were farmers in the desert. They planted corn and squash, pumpkins and beans. The women wove mats and bowls of cane, while the men tended the fields. In the hot, dry climate of the desert, one thing was all important: rain, to help the crops grow. So it was natural that many of the stories the Yumas told were about the rain and the wind and the clouds. They thought the blossoms of the century plant looked like clouds. And since the Yumas believed there was magic in all growing things, they told this story of how the century plant came to be. There was once a beautiful Indian woman who lived north of Crooked Mountain in the desert country. She lived and worked among her people, the Yumas, but always somewhat apart from them, with her eyes on a cloud in the sky. Many men of her tribe wished to marry her, but she refused them all. She waved a white eagle's feather, which was the symbol of a cloud, as if to say, "I would rather marry my cloud than you." Each day she went to the mountainside, and each day the cloud dropped lower in the sky to see the woman who said she loved him. And so it was that he fell in love with her. One day she sat on a rock on Crooked Mountain weaving a mat of cane. The sun was warm, and clouds seemed almost close enough to touch. Cloud closed the woman's eyes, and soon she was fast asleep. Then Cloud sent down one drop of rain. It fell on the woman he loved. When she awoke, she knew that she was married to Cloud. She went back to her people and said, "Now, I am the wife of Cloud." Sometime later, she became the mother of twin boys. Every man in the village wanted her for his wife, and the boys for his sons. But she said, "My twins are the sons of Cloud. No man will be father to them." As the boys grew up, she took them often to the mountain and proudly told them about their father Cloud and his older brother Wind. She showed them the cloud above the mountain, always watching over them. But as the boys grew older, they heard other boys tell each other, "My father is the bravest warrior. My father grows the best crop. My father is the fastest runner in the village." But what could the twins say about their father? They told their mother that the time had come for them to go and see Cloud. This caused her great sadness, for a wise woman of the tribe had told her that one day the boys would go to see their father, and then she would never see them again. By the first light of the morning sun, she led them up Crooked Mountain as far as the rock where she had so often sat and gazed at Cloud. She said, "To reach your father, you must climb to the very top of the mountain. You are young, but as sons of Cloud, you are very brave, and he will watch over you." It was a long and difficult climb. Their mother watched from below as they struggled to make their way around giant boulders and over sharp rocks that cut their hands and feet. By the time the sun was high overhead, they knew why every man who ever tried to climb Crooked Mountain had turned back before he reached the top. But they kept on, for they could see that, as their mother had promised, Cloud was watching over them. He would see that no harm came to them. The sun was just settling in his home in the west when they reached the top of the highest peak. This, they knew, was the home of Cloud. Then, a fog covered their eyes, and a big voice boomed.
Who are you? What do you want?
They answered, We are the sons of Cloud. We have come to see him. Cloud lifted the fog and said,
I am Cloud, but how do I know you are my sons?
The boys replied, Our mother told us. Everyone says so. Cloud said,
Because everyone says a thing doesn't mean it's true. You will have to prove that you are worthy to be called the sons of Cloud. But first, come into my house and have supper with me.
Cloud's home reminded the boys of the tribal council house down in their village, and for supper he roasted some corn and pumpkin, just what they ate so often at home. So they enjoyed their first meal with their father. But after supper, he sent them out of the house. It was rainy and cold, but Cloud said,
If you are brave enough to be called my sons, the cold won't bother you.
The boys understood that Cloud was testing them. The rain changed to snow, and the wind howled from the north. But the boys knew that Wind was their father's brother, and they greeted him.
Thank you, Uncle. Thank you for visiting us.
Next morning, Cloud found them happily playing in the snow.
Well now, he said, perhaps you are worthy to be my sons. We shall see.
That night, Cloud put the boys to another test. He took them to a pond and left them there. Their uncle Wind blew colder and colder, freezing the water. The next morning, Cloud found the boys laughing and playing in the icy water. He said,
You are brave, and you are strong enough to be true sons of Cloud. But I will test you once again.
The boys opened their mouths to speak, but no words came out. Instead, out of their mouths came the roar of thunder. They flashed their eyes, and bolts of lightning charged across the sky. A happy Cloud walked the boys back to his house. He said,
No mortal child can make thunder and lightning. You have proved you are worthy to live with me as my sons.
For a time, the boys lived happily with their father. When their people on Earth asked for rain, the twins helped their father Cloud and their uncle Wind bring rain for the crops. The boys' mother missed them, but she knew they were happy to be with their father. And when it rained, she knew the boys were helping the crops grow. And when thunder roared, and lightning flashed, she knew her sons were helping their father tell the people that rain was on the way. At first, the boys had too much fun to miss their home in the desert, but they never stopped thinking of their mother. And after a time, they asked their father if they could go back and see her. Cloud told them,
You may return to your village on Earth, but you must promise to go straight to your mother. Speak to no one until you reach her. If you do, you will never see her again.
The boys promised, and as they went down the mountain, Cloud stayed over them, shielding them from the hot sun and seeing that they had a safe journey. When they reached the bottom of Crooked Mountain, they could see their village in the distance. The corn had grown since they left, and the pumpkins were almost ripe.
"Look," said one boy. "There's a man from our village. Let's ask him how our mother is."
But his twin said,
"Oh, remember the promise we made to our father Cloud. We are to speak to no one until we reach our mother." "I know," answered the first brother. "But surely it would be wrong not to ask about our mother, whom we love."
He turned to the man and said,
"Have you seen our mother? Is she well?"
Before the man could answer, the sky became dark. Cloud turned to black as he swooped down on the boys. Lightning and thunder filled the air. As suddenly as it came, the darkness was gone. Cloud was back in the sky. But where the two boys had been standing, the man now saw two plants as tall as trees. If you're ever in the desert country, you may see these plants that are called century plants. They often grow in pairs, and when they bloom, their white blossoms look like clouds reaching up to the sky. And you can imagine, as the Yuma Indians did, that they are truly the sons of clouds.